This is weeks above anything he did.
Okay, and a ladder.
Part of me is like amazed at how cool it looks, and then part of me is just going, how?
Yeah.
Imagine waking up one morning and you just want to get a nice view.
There's no way that happened over a morning. That was like there for a long time. You know, whoever was in charge of that apartment was not.
Oh.
Like, he was not there.
Like, I bet someone's like, is it just night? Did like the sun go out? Is it just nighttime all the time? Hello, Internet, and welcome to Anime on Top, Anime Podcast. I am your host, Takun, with co-host Marlon. Wakashi?
Yeah, I don't care
at this point. He doesn't care.
You're not going to find my house.
And with us, we have two new people to me, at least. Mr. Canis T.
Hello.
And a Mr. Pegashush.
I am a flying horse
that farts rainbows.
Indeed.
Wonder how that smells. Anyway,
Skittles.
Today we are discussing our favorites and our least favorites.
In terms of female and male characters.
Yes, yeah. We will be talking about our top favorite female characters, top three favorite male characters, and to the converse of that, top most hated female characters and most hated male characters.
Yeah, everyone that needs to go to hell. Yeah.
But before all that, I will just go around the circle and ask how everyone's doing, what they've been up to. First person on my list is Wakashi.
Okay, so I guess the most recent thing, yesterday or the other day, went out to eat with some friends that were going to ASIN because I couldn't go.
Oh, I was and, there.
Yep, Joe was there. Takun.
You're fired.
That's revenge. And then yesterday I had a friend came over. We watched Ava 1.11 because he's a big fan of Gainax but never actually like watched Evangelion, so I introduced him to that, and yes, he instantly hated Shinji. And then we followed that with Attack on Titan, which he had also never seen, and then we ended up marathoning all six episodes because he thought it was the best thing ever that he'd seen in a while. So
it's pretty good. Cool.
Yeah, it's good.
Thanks.
And, yeah, I'm watching anime still. I'm watching Hunter x Hunter. It's still on the Chimera. Well, I just started on the Chimera Antarc a few weeks ago. It's good. It's weird. There's a talking penguin and a koala that can kill people with water. Yeah.
All right. Next on my list is Canis T.
Well, let's see. Had classes I had to take for the past couple of days. Well, a couple of weeks, actually. had my last class for the week on Thursday, and on today I had an anime club meeting to watch various different things. Attack on Titan happened to be one of those, episodes 3 and 4.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a really awesome show. Cool. I haven't seen too much of, well, I take that back. I've seen some of it, but I haven't really gotten into it until these two episodes. So it was nice. It was something I would definitely would recommend to other people who haven't seen it or want is looking for something to watch that's actually good.
Yeah.
So okay. Definitely something I would definitely keep up with.
All right. All right. Next on my list is Pigashush.
Well, as usual, I didn't do anything.
That's your usual?
Yes. I will say...
I was kidding.
I have been playing recently this game called Liberal Crime Squad, and that's pretty fun. I'm playing as Barack Obama and currently trying to murder people with shotguns. So fun times. That's about it. I'm kind of lame. Stay in the house, go on Tumblr. That's about it.
All right. I too have a Tumblr account that I do nothing on.
I just reblog cool things.
Okay. You gotta show me how to do that sometime.
That's not that hard. You just go on your dashboard and hold Alt and you click.
Okay. I don't know what pole vaulting is. All right. As for me, I just got back from driving 40 minutes to this graduation open house thing. The only person who knew people there was my mom, and she didn't go there. So I was there with my girlfriend, and we knew absolutely no one.
Was this an open house for who specifically? Like, was this someone that you were supposed to know, or just your mom knew? That's it. Like,
it was for my mom's friend's son.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so I went there. I was like, okay, food. And then we left.
Yeah. What they have?
They had these really good like nacho cheese dip stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese is always good.
Definitely.
Yeah. I just, actually, speaking of Shingeki no Kyojin, or Attack on the Titan, I just marathoned that today from 2 to 6, and, you know, I'm really into it. It's really good.
Yeah. What did you think of episode 5? Oh, never mind. He hasn't seen it. Never mind.
No, I've seen it.
No, Montez, Derp.
Spoilers.
It's never cool. Mind.
Anyway,
don't.
I'm going to watch it anyway. Go on.
No, don't. No.
That's okay, there's something I want to say that's not really a spoiler. It's just like, if you've seen it all the way, you'll understand. There's a part where she says, where the sister says, please don't die. And then in my head, I'm just like, girl, he's the main character. He's not going to die. He'll be fine. So, yeah.
And in a surprise twist ending, he does end up dying.
April Fools.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Today I bought a flask. That's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah. It's full of Snapple right now, but I like to fool people. And I had to carry my desktop computer to my room that you literally have to walk like you're a cat burglar just to navigate through it. Because there's so much stuff on the floor. So, yeah. And that's pretty much it.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess we'll transition into weird Asian news, maybe?
Yes, because feedback does not exist on this podcast.
Yeah. At least there's no bad feedback.
Well, the last one we had was at least amusing, because, you know.
Who was it from?
Carolyn.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
The only feedback we got was like, don't have this person on your show again.
Yeah. Duly noted.
I feel kind of sorry for the person because a few days later, like, hey, when's your next podcast? Can I be on it? I was
like, it's canceled. Sorry.
Okay. I didn't say that.
We had a sudden shortage of viewers. They seem to not like you. It's tragic, really.
It's not me, man. It's you.
Just hand them like these release
it's them.
Forms.
It's them. Okay.
All right. Anybody see any topics that catch their eye?
In terms of what, the news?
Yes.
Anime news. No, I'm just kidding. It's Asian news, so anime's not Asian.
Well, like confusing news. Like what? hell is going on with these things?
All right, so this one guy, okay, so I'll just read the header real quick. Chinese man uses tap water to protest being evicted. So basically, this man in China, he's being evicted apparently, and I guess threatened to move out, and they were going to pay him very little for his like selling of his apartment. So his idea to, I guess, fight back instead of going through paperwork was to let his tap water run over out the window all through winter, and the end result of that was a giant ice waterfall outside of his window, which is pretty awesome, I have to say.
Something a hairdryer won't fix.
Yeah, if Ferris Bueller was awesome, he doesn't. This is weeks above anything he did.
Okay, and a ladder.
Part of me is like amazed at how cool it looks, and then part of me is just going, how
imagine waking up one morning and you just want to get a nice
there's no way that happened over a morning. That was like there for a long time, you know. Whoever was in charge of that apartment was not he was not there.
Like, I bet someone's like, is it just night? Did, like, the sun go out? Is it just nighttime all the time?
I'm just like, how the heck? I'm just, I don't know. The landlord or the super, like, yeah, he just wasn't there.
Wow.
He's fired, probably, for letting it get that out of hand. I'll just say.
If he let his tap water run, how would the landlord not notice that? Like, seriously.
Yeah, I'm sure there should have been some calls made.
So here's a quote from the man himself. He says, the weather is... I'm not going to make fun of people's voices at the time because I'm too lazy.
And racist.
What are you talking about? Okay. The weather is warmer now, but I think it might take a while for the waterfall to melt, said Mr. Su, I guess. In any case, I understand the developers may be prepared to make me a better offer now. I hope so. I think your offer is jail, probably. he continues, it is very lonely here with nobody else around. What? Okay.
Maybe everyone left the apartment complex because of this.
It does look empty.
Yeah. I see broken windows, yeah.
So hole in one. Like that too.
Okay, that's funny and sad. I guess moving on. Stolen newborn sold on Facebook. So we had some discussion about Facebook before regarding other countries, like using it to manipulate kids into telling where they live so they can basically steal them. So it's kind of creepy. Well, this one's a little bit on that creepy side too. Basically, a man sold his newborn for approximately $1,278 by U.S. standards.
Wow.
Well, that's a good price.
And he's from India, by the way, so that's just for a context of the country. Not that means anything, but...
I wonder if he bought curry with the money he got from the sale.
I think that was the last thing on his mind.
I'm sure he bought some chefs that would make the curry for him.
Yeah. So police found out, obviously.
Nah, what do they know?
They launched an investigation, and they were able to trace the baby in Delhi. Because I guess I'm terrible with geography. So there you go.
Baby got sold.
Sad face. But at least the cops found where it lives. So
yeah,
sort of. Yeah. So hopefully the baby returns to a better home. Or maybe it did get to a better home, whoever bought it, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
pretty
on.
Sure people who buy babies aren't really that well of caretakers.
So I guess the next story, I thought it was pretty awesome. Dragon Bridge in Vietnam breathes real fire and water.
Yeah, so, I saw that.
It's in Vietnam, so if there's ever reason to go to Vietnam, there you go. I was kidding. They have cool stuff there, but that's one of them. So I just, if you guys had the link, the listener has a link, and I can't really explain how awesome it is. You have to kind of see it yourself. So click on the link and just see the amazingness.
It's a fireball.
Yeah. The bridge is 1,864 feet long. is modeled after the bridges from the Li Dynasty.
Cool. So
I'm not a history expert, but it's cool.
Interesting.
That's what I thought was pretty awesome. It's to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the city being captured by North Vietnam forces, so good for them. Does that have to do with the Vietnam War, I'm guessing, right? 38?
Well, actually...
38 years ago, right?
I can give you some info on this, because I just learned about the Vietnam War in school. So, apparently, what happened was that we left, America left.
Yeah.
And then the North Vietnamese was like, you guys are stupid, and just walked in to Saigon and took it.
Yeah.
Or where the heck the capital was. I only paid half attention in that class.
Didn't we all?
That's half more attention I paid.
So yeah, that's interesting though. I like that. That bridge is amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Fantastic structure.
Yeah.
Now, if only they can mobilize it and turn it into a vehicle of war.
This is one.
That's America's job.
Yeah.
This is one last thing I want to mention. It's cool. Just what the article says about it. The Dragon Bridge consists of 6 lanes and is lit by about 2,500 LED lights at night. So yeah, it's pretty awesome. And I guess the last thing we have to talk about, Chinese thief picks pockets with chopsticks. So he had an epiphany after watching Karate Kid, you know, just Miyagi. He's like, oh my gosh, it's amazing.
So he went from catching flies to catching wallets.
Yes. Hey, moving on up. So yeah. Once again, you kind of have to just see this to believe it, sort of. Because it's like, how did you do that?
Seems pretty... makes a lot of sense.
So like the article says, a talented thief has been using a unique method of stealing from people on the streets of Japan. In the pictures below, you can see he uses a pair of chopsticks to aid his pickpocketing. So as you can see, you can only see this if you have the link, which is on our website. So there you go.
I'd like to point out that the people he's pickpocketing are riding bicycles.
Yeah, well, I can kind of see that because that way it's like it's harder for them to stop and like get off the bike.
But then he's got to run.
You don't expect it, you know.
They could just turn around and, you know, GTA.
He's
got
to run to keep up with the bike.
He should have gone for the purse while he was at it.
I would love to see him try to get a purse with a pair of chopsticks.
Yeah, have some really good finger strength.
And grip. That would be probably... Like
your chopsticks would have to have grip tape on them, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Awesome. Jaws of Death, chopstick. So that's the news, everybody.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
In terms of anime news, just go to Anime Network, or Anime News Network, because, yeah.
We're not your There's moms.
Person Kaku Complex, you're above the age of 18.
I can't say that site without slightly chuckling.
And when we say above the age of 18, we mean at least the age where you figure out that you should put your age above 18 on websites.
Yeah.
Or at least I do.
Good days, good times. Okay, so I guess we'll be back after the break.
Outro of interesting music. Blah, 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 blah. Such a long break. Wow.
I know. We all took naps over here.
I know. Went to the bathroom, got myself a drink, got myself some snacks, you know.
Jeez, Wakashi, could you make these songs a little shorter, please?
Sumi masu.
So, yeah, now we're we're on our best of the best and worst of the worst.
Yes.
Most loved and most hated male and female characters.
I guess the guests should go first, just to be polite. That's what we're all about, right? Politeness on this podcast.
Sure.
I'm telling Johnny to shut up. Sorry, Johnny. Okay, I just want to make a joke.
We're nice to welcome guests.
You're not welcome here.
All right. Okay, I'll just leave.
All right, let's first give it to Kenneth T.
Okay, for my three favorite females list, Tsubaki from the show Soul Eater, and Hinata Hyuga from Naruto, in case you didn't know, and Annie Leonhard from Attack on Titans.
Ah,
nice.
Wait, yeah. Annie Leonhard.
Yes.
Which one is she? She's not the potato girl, is she?
No, she the blonde chick, right?
Yeah.
She's the blonde chick who can really kick ass. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah. What's your overall reasons for like picking these people, these femme fatales?
Well, Hinata Hyuga, in a way, guess somewhat reminds me of the female version of me, slightly. She's a shy person, has shy personality, ends up having I guess in a way. Well, not living in the shadow of her cousin, Neji, but in a reverse order. But anyway, she's quiet and shy, but she can actually fight and is actually decent. Actually, really nice person, likes to share and all that other stuff. So basically, based on her personality itself and the fact that she can actually fight some, she may not seem like a great fighter, but in my opinion, she can fight pretty well.
I think she's fine, yeah.
That's pretty much it for Hinata. Then Tsubaki, who's a Soul Eater. A partner of a Black Star. She's in a similar way, somewhat laid back. Don't want to say shy, but she allows Black Star to take the lead role like he wants to. And she like helps him along, encourages him, just there as a friend and a partner for him.
Yeah, and, she has a lot of tolerance.
Yeah, I was going to say she's very tolerant.
Yes. And that's pretty much the main reason for her as well.
All right.
And for Annie Leonhard, basically, it was already stated she can kick butt. And it's the fact that she is, I know it's been discussed by a few people, but it's Muay Thai that she uses, that she was taught to by her father.
Oh, that's my favorite martial art.
Yes, I want to learn how to do Muay Thai.
Let's break people's shins.
Yes, no.
And shin sekiori.
I fought Muay Thai before, however you pronounced it, in a video game.
Nice.
I did too, actually.
I learned the art of digital Muay Thai.
All right.
Quick.
Circle square.
All right. Next, we will listen to Pegashush.
Okay. Before I start, I just want to get out there that when I was approached to do this podcast, I had no idea that this was an anime podcast.
Yeah, that's all right.
And so I didn't pick any anime because I don't really watch anime. So I picked all video game characters.
That's good. Hey, well, it's just, the fan bases cross a lot, so.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're already more overqualified than Johnny.
So, for my three favorite female characters, I picked Talizora from Mass Effect 2, Elizabeth from Bioshock Infinite, and Meryl from Dragon Age 2.
Oh, okay. I'm currently playing Bioshock.
And since you've played Bioshock Infinite, I guess I'll start with Elizabeth. Have you gotten Elizabeth yet in the game?
Yeah, I'm about halfway. She just changed her clothes.
Ah, that part. That part's where the stuff starts getting... Ooh.
Yeah. But, I've played a lot of video games in my time, and I have to say she's probably one of the most useful people I've ever come across.
She, personally, I believe her to be one of the most, like you said, one of the most useful characters in a video game. And she's very much a vibrant and outgoing character.
Yeah.
Which is very impressive for a video game. That, and she comes through at pinch times. Still remember the time she threw me a shotgun when a dude with a RPG was right in front of me. He wasn't going anywhere soon. And so, that brings me to my other characters. The other two, I'm going to admit, they're from two different games, but they're from the same developer. So, a little cheating, I guess. So, Meryl, I'm going to go with her first. She's a mage elf thing from Dragon Age. She's pretty badass because most of her magic is fueled by her cutting her own wrist open and using the blood as fuel for the magic.
Oh, so a masochist.
Sort of. I guess. I guess we'll go. It's what's referred to as a blood mage in game. And
whatever floats.
She's very interesting. She's very interesting for the fact that she grew up outside of society, like the society that your character's from. And so when you take her along to places, she'll be like naive and make comments like when you walk to the brothel for the first time with her, she asks if they sell broth there and why would they sell broth. She doesn't understand the reasoning behind, you know.
Well, that is a very good question.
Mm-hmm. I always wondered what kind of broth they would sell the brothel if they really did sell broth. So yeah, Meryl's naive, funny, cool. Masochist. And then finally, Tally. Tally's just awesome. Let's leave it at that. Because I will go on for hours about her. She's probably my favorite out of any video game character.
All right. Succinct. I like it.
Yep.
All right. And now we will hear Wakashi's top three favorite.
All right. So my top three favorite is Konata from Lucky Star, Holo from Spice and Wolf, and Chihaya Ayase from Chihayafuru. So the reason why, I guess, for Konata is because I was like one of the first like female characters that did not piss me off. And like she never got angry over anything. I'm like, wow, I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
For my lifetime, that was female that never like not got angry. So it's like, okay. And plus, is an otaku, so I was like, awesome, you know. Like, it basically introduced me to what otaku is. I hardly knew much about anime, and she was sort of like the tour guide to, like, this is what other anime is. And I was like, well, okay, awesome. And it's probably just someone I would really want to hang out with, because, like, anyone who's, like, an otaku, like, is hang out with, but is one of the people, like, in anime specifically. It's, like, awesome. I think one of the things that really got me was like the first episode, someone asked her, why don't you join the track team or something? And it's like, because that would take too much time, too much free time. Like, I could spend that watching anime. I'm like, wow, I had that same exact like conversation with someone once in my life. Like, I remember someone asking me, like, why don't you join the track or like, you know, soccer or something? I was like, because I want to watch anime. And I was like, wow, okay, sold. And so I guess next, Holo from Spice and Wolf. I think she's probably one of the most competent like characters, period, of any anime. She can probably trick you into buying like your pants. Like, she's just very smart, wise, I guess, because she's the wise wolf. As far as like her dialogue with Lawrence, that's the show to me. Just their dialogue alone, like her witty comebacks at him are just like, that's the show. It just makes the show. Yeah. Another character I would like, I would probably have fun just trying to see if I can outsmart and probably be embarrassed. But yeah, it's just really competent, awesome character. She's sort of the prince, or like, you know, the prince of shining armor, as opposed to Lawrence, which is the main character. Like, a lot of times in fantasy sort of stuff, it's like the male who like saves the, you know, the princess or whatever. And she's like the one that saves his butt.
Yeah.
On occasions. And so yeah, that's why I like Holo. Next up is more recent anime, Chihaya from Chihayafuru. I was trying to think of someone else because I didn't want to really pick a character from a show that's currently running, but this character is really good. I don't watch a lot of like shoujo style anime, but it's probably my favorite shoujo anime that I've seen. She's just a really good character. Like, one thing I really like about her is like her older sister is like this model, and it's amazing how she like literally has no like spite against her sister, because even though her sister gets all the love and attention from her parents, she actually roots for her. Like, it's like, yeah, go sus, you know. Like, even when she gets her epiphany of being like, you know, into karate and like doing tournaments, and like her sister, like she calls her sister, is like, oh, I won a contest, and she's like, oh, who cares, but hey, guess what, I won, you know, this first place in this pageant. She's like, oh, really, awesome. And like, I was like, what? Wow. You know, like, you don't usually see that. Like, I would have been really, like, mad if my sister was, like, that much of a douche. But she's just cool with it, you know. And she just has a lot of, like, her name partly means, like, passion. So she has, like, a lot of passion into what she does. She's a hard worker into, like, what she likes, you know, which is kind of how I am. Because she tends to not be the a student in her class because of how much she dedicates herself to karate. So yeah, I can relate to that with my hobbies, so yeah.
Hmm. Sounds like an interesting character.
Yes.
All right. Now my turn. My three favorite female characters would be Koko Hekamatiar from Jormungand, Euclewood Hellscythe from Korewa Zombie Ka, and Yuki Nagato from The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. The reason why I love Koko Hekamatiar so much...
She's loco.
Yeah, she's just... She is one of the most awesome, crazy people out there. She has her own theme song where this American chick is rapping about her. She's that awesome. And, you know, she's just crazy, but, like, she's really, really, like, brilliant and smart. Like, she can outwit you, like, in 2 seconds. Before you sit down, it's already a checkmate.
Yeah. If there was, like, a time machine, I would love to see, like, a battle of wits between her and Bella Lyca from Black Lagoon.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, so, yeah, I like Koko Hekamatiar because she's fun, she's crazy, she's hilarious, but she's also really smart. She gets her stuff together. Next is I have Euclewood Hellscythe. It's hard to explain why I like her so much. Like, she's really a timid person, but, like, she's... she's a necromancer from the underworld, and she has so much overflowing power that she can't speak without hurting herself. So she can't talk at all, and she just communicates by writing stuff on a pad and a pen. And, you know, whenever she, like, lets her emotions out, she's really... You really, like, you feel for her, you can, like, relate to her, and it just makes her that much more interesting of a person, and, like, just... You fall for her, but, like, not in that way.
She's not a Ray clone out of choice. It's like, I have to be this way.
So, yeah, that's, sorry, I'm repositioning here. That's Euclewood Hellscythe from Korewa Zombie Ka. And last on my list, I have Yuki Nagato. She's not exactly... I wouldn't say she's, like, timid by choice. That's kind of how she was made. Well, first off, Yuki Nagato's an alien cyborg robot thing. And she considers herself to be faulty because she's starting to feel emotions. But, like... She's looking out for you in her own special way. Hence, like, the whole concept of the disappearance of Haruhi Suzumiya. But, like, yeah, she's kind of the person that you really want to get to know. Because, like, there's so many questions you have about her. And the only thing you can know is just, like, just watch this series. You know, look at her more in depth. You know, she's the person you really want to, like, unravel. Because, like, she doesn't really... You hardly get anything out of her through the series. So, like, you really need to, like, go back and, like, try to... You need to have, like, table discussions about this character. But, yeah, she's really cool. She can... she beats other cyborg robots, and she stabs people, and she can hack, like, a computer game in, like, 30 seconds. It's really awesome. And, yeah.
I have another character from that show, but in a different category.
I think I know who it is. All right. Are we moving to our most favorite male characters now?
Yeah. Stay positive for the first half, and then we could just, you know, boil in our muck for the second half.
Yeah. So. Save the best for last.
Yeah.
Canis T starting us off.
Okay. Well, for this list, I'm going with Def the Kid, also from Soul Eater. November 11th from Darker Than Black, and I may regret this later, but Johan Liebert from Monster. So start off, Death the Kid, a character who's supposedly super powerful in this series, supposed to be a Grim Reaper of sorts, but he has a severe case of OCD.
Severe is an understatement.
Monk levels.
Yeah, but I just enjoy his character in a way. Todd Haberkorn, his voice and all that. But yeah, Death the Kid himself, a good guy, maybe a little cocky in some cases, but that OCD of extreme amounts, it seems like it'd be his only weakness, yet his strength as well. So he's able to work with that in order to help him defeat these bad guys and witches in this series. That and being able to work with two other his weapons. That's a unique combination of characters just working in a group.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And I'm glad that he was able to pull that all together and make him a likable character and that he's completely different from his father.
There's that.
November 11th. I like him because he's, didn't want to use this, but it fits. He's charming. He has this spectacular wit and he's a smooth talker, knows what he's doing, and yeah, he's funny and all that. But I did kind of appreciate in a way that he took the time out to go on this rant about secondhand smoke in his first appearance.
Oh, I know who you're talking. I was trying to figure out who that was.
Yeah, I've seen the show, but it's been a while.
Yeah, that was back when I was like streaming anime, and that's all I ever did.
Right. Yeah, but then after going on this rant, his contract ends up having him to smoke. It's ironic. Yeah, but I like him as a character. He was didn't necessarily always know where he was going to come from during the series, but yeah, he was a likable character, and of course, sorry, said funny. Sad that he had to. Sorry for any spoilers. He had to die within this series. Could have, I think he should have went to the other series that were included in the Darkened in Black saga.
Yeah. Didn't he have like a partner who had to like physically eat cigarettes? It was like the opera shouting lady.
Oh, no, that was a different character.
Okay.
Or a different group.
Okay. Because that really disturbed me.
Yes, that was something else. His partner actually, or one of his partners, actually drank a lot of beer or liquor. So,
okay.
In a way, that was, that worked. And Johann Liebert, my questionable choice for favorite males. Basically, he's a killer. And you can't really say much after that, but...
I said, speaking of Monster, Del Toro is planning on doing a live-action series of that on HBO?
Yes. Yeah. Somebody actually informed me of that.
Yeah, I'm very interested in seeing that.
Yes, definitely. I'm expecting it to be awesome.
I've never watched, Game of Thrones or all the other shows that have a lot of hype on HBO, but this is, the first show that really got me hyped about HBO.
Right, yes.
All right. Thank you, Kenneth T. Next, we have Pegashush.
All right. Who do I have? All right. So, I had for my top three, Morden Solace from Mass Effect 2, Varric from Dragon Age 2, both two games that appeared before in the female list. And I had a hard time picking my third one because the two characters I were debating between, I like them, but I like them mainly because of their kind of friendship and the way that they bounced off each other. It's like two parts of the whole. It was Cole and Zeke from Infamous.
Oh.
I don't know if any of you have played Infamous, but
I have both of them.
And you know who I'm talking about. Sweet.
Yeah. the evil ending is probably one of the most anguishing things I've ever had to go through.
Yeah. I didn't like doing that. Just... hurt.
It really. It
both endings are too hurt.
Yeah. Well, good ending.
It's hard
so
to
much,
get your but... hands out of a vice. But for those not in the know, what happens in Infamous? You play as a Spike Messenger. He takes his package, and the package blows up. Only this package takes out about 5 city blocks, kills everyone in sight except for him, and oh yeah, he gets electric superpowers from it.
Naturally.
So, yeah, his best friend through both the games you play through is Zeke, who's kind of dorky, kind of fat guy. But as the games progress, both of them kind of bond together and they get this kind of very good friendship going on. And it makes both endings of the second game very much horrible to go through.
Yeah.
And that's all I'll get into. If you want to look that up, you can look it up, but I recommend playing it first. And then the other two characters I picked were Morden and Varric from Mass Effect and Dragon Age, respectively. Varric's basically the narrator of Dragon Age 2. The game opens up with him getting dragged into a room and getting interrogated on your character's story. Hmm. He is the third companion you get in the game, and he's probably one of the funniest because he's very sarcastic. He's very much the deadpan snarker of the group. And just seeing him interact with each of the characters is very funny and amusing. And most of the game I went through with him in my squad in a near permanent position. Didn't help that he was a very good ranged specialist too, so it was always heck of a while even that. And then the other half of my Mass Effect 2 squad, Morden. Now, depending on how you played Mass Effect 2, Morden probably was one of the first two or three characters you recruited. Summarize him in brief. He is an ex-Special Forces alien whose species is based off of the classic Greys. He's extremely smart, he's extremely talented, and he's extremely cold, calculating, and ruthless. Oh, and he sings Gilbert and Sullivan, which is, you know, musical group. Never mind.
I've listened to a few, but...
Yeah. Specifically, he sings a modern Major General, but all the words are reworded to fit with his race. And Morden, it's very easy to get attached to him because he's a very quirky character. He talks fast, he thinks fast, he is pretty funny because he has those moments where he just comes up and says something very scientific. Just like, it would be really crass normally, but then you just be like, I'm sorry, what? Because he says it in all these scientific terms.
Speak English, please.
One of the best moments in the entire game, whenever you romance someone, the next time you talk to him, he goes, ah, yes, Shepard, I wanted to talk to you about so-and-so. Here's some tips and some pornography to help you. It's like, excuse me? But, yeah, Morden's probably...
Excuse me, what?
Hello?
Hello? Oh. Okay, so apparently Pegashush broke his mic. Derp, derp.
Right on the big finale.
Alright.
Well, I guess we're going to have that cliffhanger hanging for a while.
So, how about them spaceships? The Mass Effect.
Yes. I hear they can get you into space.
Nice.
Do you want us to okay, he's back.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. We used internet CPR to bring him back.
Yes. I stepped on my wireless microphone's transmitter.
Oh, so
and flipped the switch from the PC setting to the PlayStation 3 setting.
Nice.
Whoops. Shit.
Whoops. Sorry.
So, yeah, that's Morden. I don't remember what I was going to say. I feel like such an idiot now. Just move on.
You're talking about some guy.
No, I'll just move on.
Okay. You're talking about Mass Effect and pornography and stuff.
All right, Wakashi, your top three favorite men.
Okay.
I really feel like I'm saying these in the worst ways.
The Saima way of man. No, I was kidding.
Your top three favorite male characters in anime.
Okay, yes, thank you. Alright, so my top three male characters are Yusuke Urameshi from Yu Yu Hakusho, Akira Takizawa from Eden of the East, and Tatsuhiro Sato from Welcome to the NHK.
Okay.
So Yusuke is just one of those characters that I just love to see get into a fight with people verbally and, you know, physically, just like, you know, beating people up. Like, one of my favorite lines that really made me like the character was when, it was in the first season, but towards the end, when he had to run and, like, save this demon girl or whatever, and he had to fight this one chick, or quote-unquote a chick, and he said, I don't care if it's, you know, a baby, a girl, or someone's grandmother, I'll still knock him out. So I was like, yes. Because he was like, you won't fight me because I'm a woman? He was like, I don't give a flip, so we're going to kick your butt. So it's like, awesome. And he's just, I guess I'm referring to the English dub, because I heard that the Japanese dub is a lot different character-wise, like how they characterize the people in the show. So, yeah, I'm referring to the English dub of Yusuke. So, yeah, it's just that dub in general is really good, and I thought they did a really good job at characterizing Yusuke. That's probably one of my favorite dubs, like, just of all time, just because of how he was characterized and, like, just the way he talked, I guess, like, you know, what basically just the funny things he was saying in fights, especially when he was fighting Sensui, and he, like, wrapped his, like, he went to the water. He's like, you think you know what I'm going to do next? He just dives into the water, and he's like, and then he takes off his shirt because it's soaked, and he wraps it around into his arm and starts beating the crap out of him. He's like, what's this? It's like, this is called street fighting. It's just like, funny. So yeah, that's Yusuke. So yeah, awesome show. Next up is Akira Takizawa from Eden of the East. This guy went from having nothing, literally just being naked with a gun and a very cool phone, and he ended up basically, spoilers, quote-unquote saving Japan. So if you haven't seen Eden of the East, I highly recommend it. It's only 11 episodes. This character, what I liked about him, he was always chill, even for someone who kept losing their memory. But the funny thing is, he somehow remembered, like, anything else, like, he would forget it, but he remembered, like, everything from movies. He remembered every movie he ever saw. It's like, in, like, the first episode, he walks into his apartment, and he's like, well, I feel like Jason Bourne.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That made me think the same thing. Like, this was kind of like Jason Bourne when he said it. I'm like, oh, yeah. And he gets the girl, you know. He's real chill with it. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, she's mine. You know.
Whatever.
Yeah. He's just a cool, he's a really laid-back, cool character, you know. Like, he just doesn't take things too seriously, even in danger, you know. He just keeps his mind focused and, you know, straight. He's just not, he doesn't freak out. So that's why I like that character a lot. The last person, Tatsuhiro Sato from Welcome to NHK, mainly because I really felt I could relate to this guy, not so much for the kind of creepy sides, I guess kind of his lowest points, but I was watching this show when, like, right after I graduated high school in December a few years ago, and I literally was doing nothing but sitting at home from December to the fall semester of college. So I really felt like a loser, kind of just like a neat, just sitting at home, just watching anime and playing video games. And that's kind of how this guy was, except he kind of like dropped out of college and he was just like, wow, I'm a loser. What am I doing with my life? And it was a really cool journey kind of seeing him. He didn't necessarily get a good ending, I would say, but he became more of a person, I guess. He was moving in the right direction, which... that's what I really liked about that character. Like, even though his life wasn't perfect or ended up perfect, he still trudged on, you know, and accepted his life. And so that's why I like that character.
All right.
For that.
Nice.
Thank you, Wakashi. All right. Now my list is.
So this is the three worst female, or I guess your most hated female characters.
Wait, I haven't done my three liked ones yet.
So I'm just kidding. Here. I forgot you were here. I was kidding.
Yeah, that's the impression I have on all people. This list is a little generic. My two of these people, my first most liked male character is Naruto. I'm not really into the show, like, at all, but I really have to acknowledge him for his tremendous character growth and, like, everything that he's been through, and, you know, how he's handled it. And how he's still, you know, persevering on this one thing, yeah. On a promise that he's made. That just proves that he's got a lot of character, and he is pretty much one of the main people of the philosophy of don't give up. And you just have, like, so many reasons to respect him. And, you know, that's why I like the guy.
Yeah. To be honest, I felt a lot like him in middle school, because I was, like, an outcast.
Yeah.
Middle school sucked.
Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, he's a really, really good character. Someone who deserves a million pats on the back. My next person on my list is L from Death Note. He's, you know, he's just a awesome supercomputer, super detective guy. who I really like. You know, he looks absolutely nothing like someone who could be capable of all the things that he's done, but he's one to surprise us all. And for the time he's there, it's like you really, really enjoy him. And you know how smart he is. And, you know, for pretty much, I wasn't really, during my time watching Death Note, I wasn't really rooting for L. I was rooting for Light to win. Because, you know, that'd be more...
Really?
Yeah, I know. But I just wanted to see how far he'd get, you know? But I really, like, deep down, I wanted to see L, you know, uncover him for who he really was.
Spoiler, that didn't happen.
The show came out in, like, 2006, I don't care.
Oh my god, why would you spoil it? I've never seen it.
Yeah, now is the perfect incentive as to why you will never watch it, I'm sure. But yeah, L is, you know, awesome. Things he does, you never see coming, and it has a really, really high metabolism. And, yeah, that's L, and... Last on my list is none other than Kamina from Gurren Lagann. I mean, come on, it's Kamina. You can't.
I knew this was going to be on your list.
I was really trying not to choose him because he's such an obvious choice. But yeah, you know,
well, he wasn't on my list, so I was kidding.
Well, it's really hard.
I was just kidding. I was just kidding.
You have no idea what it's like having to think when you're out of school. So yeah. He can unsheath swords that are longer than his arms and makes out with 14-year-old girls and doesn't even care.
Hey, well, at least they look legal. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone knows, like, oh yeah, Kamina. So I'm going to end it there and I am going to let the bashing begin.
Oh, before I forget, cause I think everyone forgot. I just want to, mention honorable mentions of favorite characters that I have.
Oh yeah.
So I would like to say, you know, Nausicaa from Nausicaa of Valley of Wind, whatever, you know, that's a really good character. Nanba Muta from most recently Space Brothers is a really good character. Like that whole show is about character, like character growth and just following the characters. And that's a really good, I mean, all the characters pretty much are likable, but that's just a really notable character to note. And yeah, that's all I can think of at the moment.
Okay. If we were doing honorable mentions now, I only have one, and that's Lucy from Elfin Lied. Yeah, I really, you know, I just really like her. Don't know why, she's a psycho killer, but she's a psycho killer with feelings.
After she gets sniped in the head with a tank gun, anti-tank gun.
So. Well, that just split her personality. She's always had feelings. But yeah, just... Whatever you do, stay on her good side if you know it's good for you. And, or you will get your fingers individually chopped off.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I have a few.
Go ahead.
From Saints Row the Third, Oleg and Kinsey, the big Russian dude and the hacker lady.
Oh, yeah.
From Uncharted, Sully, of course, the old man. From Grand Theft Auto 4, I'm going to have to go with an unlikable choice, but the man who goes, Nico, my cousin! Roman Velik.
Oh, yeah.
From Mass Effect,
Roman.
I have Garrus, Kasumi, Anderson, and I wrote Anderson twice. I don't know why.
Anderson!
Anderson's a cool black dude. From Portal, Wheatley and Gladys.
Gladys.
From Sam and Max. And finally from Alpha Protocol, Constantine Greco, also known as the man who had the best boss fight I've ever fought.
Alright.
Nice.
And that's it.
Cool. Any good honorable mentions from you, Kanisty?
See, I have Gene from Samurai Champloo.
Okay, I'm about to say Outlaw Star. That's a good choice too.
And oh crap, I just forgot the second person then.
I'll just go with Gene Starwin from Outlaw Star.
I'll go with Gene from Outlaw
Star. Gene and Gene.
Oh, I can't believe I just forgot the second person, but
sorry. Gene Starwin.
Oh, now remember, it is Solve J. Kimbley from Full Metal Alchemist.
Alright. Sweet. Alright. are we now ready to let the bashing commence?
You guys are.
Yes.
I guess we should take a commercial break and open back up with... All right.
Hey, what's up, listeners? This is your co-host, Wakashi. The following is actually something that took place a couple of weeks after the initial recording, and it's basically a couple of very extensive audio responses and an email concerning the topic that we went over for this episode. It comes courtesy of leaders / members of IUPY's Anime Club, so thank you guys. Awesome. So you will be hearing their input on this topic, and I hope you enjoy it. Continue on.
Hello everyone on the Anime on Top podcast. My name is Courtney and this is my top three male and female favorites and not so favorites. Let's do it. Okay, I'm gonna start out with the girls that I can't stand. In position three, I have Yukiko Amagi from Persona 4. Now I've played the video game Persona 4 and I didn't like Yukiko then. So seeing her in the anime didn't really make her any better for me. I don't like her character. I don't like how wishy-washy she is. I don't like how she complains all the time. And I really, really, really hated her shadow. I just don't like her. I feel like she's just a whiny character. That being said, I did use her through the whole game as my healer. But as a character, I don't like her. She's very whiny. Number two, Esther Blanchett from Trinity Blood. Esther is probably one of the anime characters I cannot stand. She's just like a damsel in distress. She never does anything useful, and whenever she tries, she ends up making it worse for people. Friggin' Abel has to show up all the time and save her, and she keeps trusting Dietrich. When the guy first betrayed me, I would have been like, okay, this guy is not trustable. But no, Esther forgives him, and then he betrays her again, and then she forgives him, and he does it again! She's just so dumb. I don't like Esther. She's just a character that does not sit well with me. My number one hated anime character is Kagome Higurashi from Inuyasha. I hate Kagome. I hate her so much. She's such a mean girl. She starts off like this sweet, innocent little high schooler, but like she has this attitude of superiority over everyone. And I get it, you're from the future, but that doesn't mean you're better than everyone else. And then she has she gets mad at Inuyasha for going to see Kikyo, but whenever Koga or Hojo's around, it's fucking fine. I just don't like Kagome. She's really, really tries my patience. I hate how nice she is to people. I hate that she, even though she's in love with Inuyasha and she's not supposed to like Kikyo, she goes out of her way to help Kikyo all the time. I don't like her. Everything about her makes me mad. I don't like her at all. Okay, now that I've gotten the girls done, let's do the boys. I can't stand. In third place is Tetsuo from Akira. Tetsuo is just like a whiny character. I just felt like he had no reason to be mad at everyone. He had no reason to like lash out at his friends. He had no reason to flip out. And I guess that was Akira that was making him think that way. But still, like Tetsuo, he was like living in Kaneda's shadow and he was sick of it. But Kaneda is like, but you're Tetsuo, you're always in my shadow. And Tetsuo is like, no, I'm sick of it. I don't like him. Place number two is Yoshiharu from Ambitions of Oda Nobuna. This guy is from the future and he witnesses the death of Hideyoshi Toyotomi, and so he becomes a new Hideyoshi, but instead of, like, he uses his knowledge of the past to help Nobuna. I hate him. He just goes along with it and he starts crushing on Nobuna and all, like, he's ruining history, because in history Nobunaga Oda didn't have someone to like tell him what was going to happen, and he's just like telling her all that's going on and what she should do and how she should do it, and I don't like him. Okay, the number one male I cannot stand is Tuxedo Mask from Sailor Moon. I hate this guy. And it's a mixture of Tuxedo Mask and Momo-chan. I can't stand him. I know he's the knight in shining armor and he's supposed to protect Sailor Moon and save the Moon Kingdom. And I just... He has this air of superiority over everyone. And I feel like through the entire series, he just stays on this level above everyone. And it might just because he's older, but he just stays on this level of superiority with every character. And I don't see what Usagi sees in him. I hate that whenever he comes to save the day, all he does is throw a rose, give a speech, and then he's done. Anytime he tries to fight, he gets knocked out. Anytime he tries to help in any other way, he gets knocked out. He's completely useless. I feel like he was the damsel in distress of the series. Okay, now that all the badness is out of the way, we can do my top favorites. I'll start with the girls again. In third place is Boa Hancock from One Piece. I adore Boa. She is so funny and so passionate. And I you know, I feel her pain. Like, she's in love with Luffy because he's, you know, different from other guys. And she just wants to be with him and make him happy. And Luffy just doesn't get it. But then she doesn't get it. So she thinks, like, a simple saying her name is a marriage proposal. And she's a crazy, crazy girl. Strong. She's a strong character. She doesn't need a supporting cast. And she's the Pirate Empress, one of the Shichibukai. That's very impressive. I really like Boa. Number two is Kuranuma Sawako from Kimi ni Todoke. I adore her so much. She is probably the sweetest character I have ever seen. Just in, like, the whole misconception of her name, where they were thinking it was Sadako and not Sawako. And she tries so hard to, like, make people happy. Like, she tried to have ghostly powers just because people wanted her to. And her, like, falling for Kazahaya was just the cutest process in the world. Their whole relationship is just the cutest. Sawako is just the sweetest girl I have ever seen in an anime. I really, really like her. Okay, and my number one favorite anime female character of all time is Usagi Tsukino, or Sailor Moon. I grew up with Sailor Moon. She was my hero. Like, I looked up to her so much, and I still do. Like, she set such a good example for kids my age. She's just such an amazing character. And she's so naive too. She falls for tricks all the time. I just love her so much. And Usagi is one of the dearest characters to me. I love Usagi. She's so awesome. Okay, now that all the girls and all the bad things are out of the way, the main reason I wanted to do this was for the boys. My number three boy is Towa Tokuchi from 1 Ounce. 1 Ounce isn't really popular, but it's an anime about baseball. And Tokuchi is the main character, and he is like this psychological badass. He takes baseball and turns it into this mind game that you just can't win. It's awesome! Just how he plays the manager into always thinking that he's going to win, but then Tokuchi wins at the end. He's just so cool! From the second I saw him, I knew he would be one of my favorite characters, and he is. I adore him. My second favorite male character, or in the middle, I guess, is Narukami Yu from Persona 4. Like I said before, I play the video games, and in the video games, Yu, or who you are, doesn't really have a personality. In the anime, they gave him so much life and character depth. It was incredible. He's funny, he's charismatic, he makes crazy puns and jokes. He's just so amazing. And like, the second I saw him on that screen and I was thrilled to learn that he was gonna talk now, it was sold. He was perfect in every way. Probably my favorite scene was from the King's Game, and he was pretending to be drunk off the atmosphere, was reclining back. He knew there wasn't alcohol in the drinks, but he wanted to play along anyway. He's just so funny. I love you so much. Okay, my last favorite character. I know I'm gonna get a lot of mixed reactions to this, but My last favorite male character, and probably my favorite anime character ever in discussion, is Byaki Akuchi from Bleach. And I know you're like, oh, well, you're just another fangirl, but no. My admiration for Byaki goes much deeper than the average fangirl. When I first saw him, I thought he was a girl, to be honest, and I didn't think anything less of it. When they took Rukia back, again, I didn't think too much of him. He was cute. That's fine. I found out he was a boy, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. Whatever. When he finally started to get attention in the anime, and I found out that his sword looked like cherry blossoms, I lost it. He looked so pretty. That's when I really got interested. And then you get to see his backstory of how torn he is between helping his sister and keeping the ode he gave to his life, and then standing up for the principles of the Sarete and doing what his duty commands of him. It's a tough decision, and I'm happy in the end he made the decision to save Rukia, because that to me speaks more to his softer side. Like, he does have a soft side rather than just this cold, calm, and collected captain that no one can ever make him nervous. I adore him so much. He's just got a very special spot in my heart, and it doesn't matter like how many other anime characters I find, I always see him on a higher pedestal. And again, that might just be because you think I'm a fangirl, but I have a deep connection to him. So that was all my list of all the characters that I can't stand, that I love, and that I admire. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for more awesomeness from the Anime on Top crew. They are amazing. Otaku power. Bye.
What's up, guys? This is Cohen, and this is for Anime on Top podcast. I am doing my favorite and least favorite of both male and females in anime. All right, here we go. Let's start off with bottom males. All right, and at number 3, and I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but Abel Nightroad from the anime Trinity Blood. I'm not a fan of this character just for the fact that he can do more with his abilities. I haven't finished the anime. I'm actually on episode 13, but I think I've seen enough of this character just to know that I'm not going to really like him any much more. I'm not going to go into more detail than that, just for the fact that he can just do much more with his abilities. In at number 2, we have Tsukasa from the anime Dot Hack Sign. Growing up as a kid, I had a curfew of like 8 o'clock, so I used to like sneak downstairs and watch Adult Swim, and I happened to catch the anime Dot Hack Sign a lot. And I mean, once I got the feel and got just what the anime was about, I knew for a fact that I did not like this character. It has come clear to me that this character is actually a girl in the real world, but in terms of males, this is a male character. Just weaklings aside, I mean, she or he, whatever, could have done a lot more just with their abilities, and just at the beginning and the ending of the anime, I just felt like I didn't like this character. It's just too weak and just too fragile, and I'm not for frailty. In at number 1, as my least favorite, Albert from The Count of Monte Cristo. Watch the anime, it's really good, but the main character, Albert, I'm not a fan of him. He puts everything on the line just for somebody that he just met. You know, I can't stress stranger danger enough. We've all heard it before when we were kids, but it's not something to sacrifice everything for. I know he seemed like a good guy, but still no. Now let's go to my least favorite female characters. Starting off at number 3 is Kusano from the anime Sekirei. I've seen enough of this anime. I've finished all of season 1 and I'm halfway through season 2. Just to know that I am not a fan of lowly women. Especially for the fact that Kusano is in this whole harem with this guy. And she's like 10 years old. Like 9 to 10 years old. And she's in a room full of 20, 23, just full busted women, and she thinks she has a chance. And just her voice and her mannerisms. Of course she's a kid, but I'm just not a fan. In at number 2, Lady Iku from Shigure, also known as Death Frenzy. I'm not a fan of Lady Iku. You need to watch the anime just to get a better backstory on this. girl, but she knows her place, and she sacrifices and ruins a man's life in order to just get some fun out of it. Of course, she loves him, but she should know how the world works, especially in her position. Coming in at number one, and I cannot stress this character enough, Obudo-sama from Basilisk. Classic Romeo and Juliet, except she takes it to a whole nother level. She sacrifices her clansmen, who have known her from the beginning, in order to just chase the man she loves, and I can never stand that. In real life, I can't stand that. In anime, I really can't stand that. When the writer knows what they're doing. Granted, it's based off of something completely similar, but I can't get into it. I like the anime. It's an epic anime, but I don't like this character. Each and every single time she comes on screen, I just want to reach in there and just shake her and just say, stop doing what you're doing. Just get a grip. Her grandmother knew as she had to sacrifice her love life for duty, and she just can't seem to grasp that concept. I know it's not a fan favorite. I don't like her. All right, now let's get to the top. My favorite anime male characters. And at number three is Judar from Maggie. Judar is one of my favorite characters. I love him just for the fact that in his introduction, he extends his hand of peace and tranquility to the main character, Aladdin. And once he's gotten the main character all happy-go-lucky and about to shake his hand, his open palm turns into a fist and decks him straight in the face. And for me, I think that's a win just for the fact that he likes war, he likes to cause trouble, and he doesn't care what side he's on as long as he gets to fight. I know there's a lot of characters out there and a lot of animes who have that drive, but it just seems like this character, to myself, just seems like he just has an inner evil about himself that just doesn't really care about what anyone else thinks. And at number two is Seigen Iroko from the anime Shigui, also known as Death Frenzy in the dub. I like Seigen Iroko over the other main character just for the fact of his sword stance is baller. Munyo Sakanagare is when he stabs his foot and just builds up the tension in his muscles and stuff in order to make an excellent sword swing that can just split you down the middle in one strike. Now, I'm in anatomy and I just love just how that works. Also, the fact that he's blind and as well as a cripple because of the things that he's gone through, and the fact that he takes revenge on all of the people of the Kogan style, just for that, I absolutely love this character. And my top favorite anime character, who is male, is none other than Mayuri Kurotsuchi from Bleach. Everyone who knows me will know that, and I will tell them that as soon as they know that I like anime. I like Mayuri just for the fact that he's very scientific and very analytical, just like I am. He's very weird, and no one understands his motives or anything until it is already too late. And I know he works for, peace, as all Soul Reapers mostly do, but whatever means it takes to get there, he'll use it, and I kind of see the same viewpoint. Let's finish it off with my top favorite anime females. In at number three, Sanako Nakahara from Wallflower. She is someone who I can really I like because she can relate to a lot of girls out there who don't think they're beautiful, and they have inner beauty within them, and the anime itself is really quirky, it's really funny. It just comes to her being a woman and just stop being gross, and I just like that about the anime, and I like that about the character. She's really headstrong in some areas, and I just like the fact that she's into a lot of creepy things, which I am too. She likes human anatomy, and I love human anatomy. And her and I can really click when we get past the barrier of hers that is just social awkwardness and just antisocialism. In at number two, Morgiana from Maggie. I'm not going to get into this a lot because the second season is not finished, but I know that I like this character just for the fact that she just was a slave not too long ago, and she was kicking so much ass right now. And I'm really into anime redheads, and I know that's just what it is, don't judge me. but she's very headstrong. She knows that she's never going to be a damsel in distress, and she just gets on that a lot. When a lot of the people tell her to stay back, she's like, forget you, I'm going, I can do this. And she does, she delivers. And at number one, and this is a classic, my parents like this anime character, they watch anime with me also. It's an old classic, everyone knows Dragon Ball Z, and my top favorite female is Android 18, both in the Trunks saga, in the Boo saga, and even in the GT saga. I like her. I mean, you know, she went downhill when she became a mother and started dating the midget, Krillin, of course. But in the Cell saga and in the Boo saga, she was kicking so much ass in the tournament, and she was just doing her thing, and she'd not given 2 to 3 of what anybody thinks of her. Granted, I mean, with 17, she did more damage, but she still was on par with the Saiyans. At least when she broke Vegeta's arm in the Cell saga. That was just an all-time favorite with me. Once again, guys, that was my top and bottom favorite and least favorite, both male and female characters of anime. Once again, this is Cohen, Epicosity of Anime on Top Podcast. Otaku forever. Peace.
Ivan writes,
favorite males. Yamazaki, from Welcome to the NHK. Sinbad, from Maji, and Takanashi, from Working. Favorite females. Inami, from Working. Rin, from Kadowa Shoujo. And Vivi, from Tokyo Red Hood. Least favorite males. Bobby and Mad, from Maji. Kubei, from Madoka. And Yamada, from Flowers of Evil. Least favorite females. Asana, from Sword Art Online. Rika, from Chutu Koi. And that girl from Amnesia.
Okay, wow. I never expected to hear Courtney say the word hate and Sailor Moon within the same paragraph unless Don't was at the beginning of it. And, oh yeah, by the way, Cohen, yeah, dude. Speaking of redheads, my favorite right now is Bellows from Gargantia. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And, Ivan, speaking of redheads again, what the heck? I kind of want to know why you hate Asuna so much. I mean, honestly, if I had to choose, I would go with Sugaha over Asuna. Assuming I'm not in Kirito's weird family situation, you know, it's kind of weird, but other than that, yeah, I would go for Sugaha over Asuna, but I don't hate Asuna, so, yeah, kind of curious to know why you hate her. And, yeah, so, thank you guys again for the feedback, it was awesome. I'm not trying to imply anything, but it'd be really awesome to hear some feedback in the future. And, so yeah, thank you guys. And back to the podcast.
And welcome back. Jeez, really, Wakashi, these songs are just getting longer and longer.
No, you're lying.
I had to reset my recording like 3 times now.
Wait, what? What? Yes. Wait, we're back on? What?
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
All right, welcome back. We are now on to the darker side of the boon, where we talk about our least favorite characters. And I think we'll just start off with most hated female characters. And I will start it off with Canis T.
Okay. My three least favorite or most hated, we can go either way.
Yeah.
Sakura Haruno from the Naruto series.
I do not blame you, bro.
That's good. Yes, and oddly enough, from Elfin Lied, Yuka. And
Yuka.
Was it the other Necromorph? Not Necromorph, wow.
Necromorph. We're playing Dead Space now?
No. The other mutant human with pink hair, was it?
No, that was Nana. No.
Oh, was that his cousin then?
So, yeah, that was his cousin.
I'm sorry for cutting you off.
The cousin he made out with.
Yes.
She was so sad. It's like, why doesn't my cousin love me?
Yeah.
And my last person, probably a lesser known character, but from Hell Girl series, Chinatsu Shimono. So, reason I chose Sakura, it was kind of obvious. She really annoys me and I don't know how many ways. She's mean to one, to Naruto, who obviously the main character. Well, I guess in the early series. And fondles are just falling over this Sasuke, who has no interest in her whatsoever.
That's how girls like him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then basically she gets, I guess, unofficially dumped by him and knocked out some way.
I want to help you, but
Then in the Shippuden series, she becomes this strong Kunoichi and just gains this strength to punch people extremely hard, which really doesn't really improve her character of any sort.
You should be able to beat him now!
But that's pretty much it. She's a character that's, well, I guess just there.
Yeah.
She adds something, but I'm not sure what exactly. That's the only thing for me. But that's some Sakura Haruno from my point of view. And Yuka from Elfen Lied. She is the cousin of Kota.
And lover.
And lover.
Gotta just add one more to that harem.
She's cousin and go with lover of Kota. Reason she's on this list, because she's basically whiny in a way. Well, take it, but she is whiny. Whiny. Jealous of, I know I'm going to pronounce her name wrong, but new, I believe.
Oh, new?
New.
New, yeah.
Yeah.
Jealous of New, who basically Lucy. The alter ego of Lucy, who basically has the mind of someone like a child, who's basically learned a way to, well, just talk and act as a, I guess we can go with person or being. How Yuka can just be jealous of someone who's like that, who actually takes a liking to Kota, is beyond me. Even though I can give her this, that New is very attractive. Other than that, she's kind of annoying and a downer. Other than the fact that she can cook some, that's not too bad. But yes.
She's like, it's either me or the Siri killer. Which one?
And my last female on this list, Shinatsu Shimono. Cannot say that 3 times fast. She's in the episode of number 18 of the first series of Hell Girl. In this series, she's a rich woman who inherits her dead parents' money. And on one day, she gets bitten by 2 dogs of a little girl called Miki. And then Shinatsu forces Miki to work for her and do chores. But Miki lies to her parents and tell her that she's being tutored by this woman. If Miki doesn't do what Shinatsu says, she's going to either, well, kill her dogs and then, kill her dogs. And one of her dogs ends up having puppies. And I guess the obvious thing that Shinatsu does end up killing Miki's 2 dogs.
Wow.
Kept them trapped in cages pretty much all the time. But after that, one of the dogs had puppies before she was killed. That gives Shinatsu another reason to try to keep Miki around. But as the Hell Girl series is known for being pretty much depressing.
Yeah.
Shinatsu drowns all the puppies because she thought Miki told somebody about what she was, basically the lies that Shinatsu's been telling. Shinatsu ends up getting caught by police, or gets confronted by police, and ends up being sent to hell by Hell Girl.
Wow.
That's pretty much the drowning of the puppies and basically using a schoolgirl for a labor. Basically.
So she got what was coming.
Yes, yes. So that pretty much makes her my... Actually, she should probably be my number one hated character in this.
All right. Thank you. Next, we have Pegashush.
All right. So once more with my video game people. I picked Meredith from Dragon Age 2, the main villain. Fabiana from Max Payne 3, and Sophia Lam from Bioshock 2. And let me just get Fabiana out of the way. She literally contributed nothing to the entire plot of the game.
Yeah, she's pretty much in the opposite of that.
Here's what happens. You, as Max Payne, are hired to protect this family, alright? She's one of the family. She's like the one dude's wife or whatever. First off, she gets grabbed at a party and you have to save her there. Then she gets grabbed at another party at a nightclub and you have to save her there. And then she gets grabbed anyways at the nightclub.
Sheesh. We're super
so mad. Then the whole plot of the game is driven by this kidnapping pretty much after that. And then you finally find her, and this is after you've been shot, almost lit on fire, thrown off stuff, all kinds of shit's happened to Max at this point. And then you walk into the room and she gets killed. Wow. It's like,
so really? Much for all that rescuing.
So she, to me, she drove the plot, yes, but she was like, she was annoying when she was there, and when she wasn't there, she wasn't doing anything important. And then she died. So nothing really important happened with her. I didn't like her because of it.
Yeah.
Moving on, the opposite for Sophia Lam. Now, Bioshock, they've got good villains. Comstock, Andrew Ryan, Sophia Lam, not so much. She was kind of this... it's been a while since I played the game, so... how can I put this lightly? She was very driven, and she had a lot of views, like how she thought the world would work. But she basically tried to be Andrew Ryan without being Andrew Ryan, if that makes sense. She employed a lot of the same tactics. She used this sort of like persuasion to get this kind of cult going. And literally, she was just a jerk most of the game. Crowning moment is a little spoilers here. Spoiler alert for Bioshock 2. Crowning moment for her that really sealed how much I hate her. The whole game, you're trying to save her daughter, which is your character's little sister. Like, as in little sister, big daddy relationship, not an actual sister. So, in order to prevent you from saving her, she smothers Eleanor, her own daughter, enough that her heart stops. And therefore, since her heart stops, you begin to slowly die.
What?
Wow.
That gets better. You are dying slowly enough that you're able to get through all of her traps and stuff, finally get to the battle spear that leads to the surface. Then she detonates explosives and tries to drown you. So, so you slog through all this water that's rushing at you. You jump onto the battle spear as it takes off, and you're literally hanging onto the side, about to die, as you go from the bottom of the ocean to the top of the ocean.
She has a lot of plan Bs.
So, and depending on whether you were nice or mean to the little sisters, Eleanor either gives Sophia Lam a oxygen mask and saves her life, which is kind of disappointing, or she drowns her, which is a lot more satisfying.
Dang.
So, no matter what ending you get, you finally reach the surface with your little sister. It's like, oh yes, triumphant. And you die. And that's the game. End the game. The end. So, really don't like her. She's a bitch. And then, Meredith. Meredith was another main antagonist. I tend to not like the antagonist that much. But Meredith is probably the most prejudiced, crazy mother effer I've ever seen in a video game ever. Now, I might have to spoil a little bit for Dragon Age with this. You start the game out, and she's just kind of like this mythical figure amongst them. She's the leader of the Templars in the city you're at, Kirkwall. And the Templars kind of speak about her like, yeah, she's kind of really strict and stuff, man. You gotta watch out. Also, you better keep mages away from her, because she might, like, want to chop their genitals off and put them in a trophy case. I'm like, oh, geez, okay. Okay, man. Second half of the game, second act, you finally meet her. But she is kind of like in combat, and she's actually pretty cool. She's very much this kind of drill sergeant type character who really thinks she's making a difference. Then in the third act, she goes completely insane, like several of the main characters. she actually goes insane through a legitimate way. There's an idol you find at the end of Act 1, spoiler alert, that's made of this material called lyrium. Now, lyrium is this addictive material that affects with your mind. Templars are required to drink it in order to be initiated into the Templars. It also keeps Templars from leaving the Templars, because then you get addicted to it, and the Templars are the only ones that have it, so... So she gets this lyrium idol. She makes it into her sword, all right? She steals it from you, makes it into a sword. The sword is slowly corrupting her mind because of the ancient powers kept in lyrium. Because you found this at the bottom of this huge mine and dungeon complex. And basically, she goes so insane that when the big climactic battle at the end of the game happens between the mages and the Templars, who the Templars have been persecuting the whole game, she decides the only way that it would make sense is that she orders all the mages to be slaughtered. Sets off the battle in the first place. And after fighting through all of her thugs, fighting through the city, you get to the Templar stronghold and you fight her. She uses the powers of this sword to basically turn herself into the equivalent of what would be a good superhero that's fast, agile, strong. Let's say Spider-Man.
Okay.
Spider-Man with magic powers to animate things. And so you fight her and every statue in the area, because she animates them and makes them fight you as well. Although it is pretty satisfying when she dies, because she gets turned into a living statue. Well, not living. She's literally solidified in the rock in front of your eyes. It's like, oh, geez. But yeah, I didn't like her because she's went insane. She's an insane persecuting bitch, basically. So, yeah, I didn't like her.
Okay. And now we have Wakashi's most hated females.
Okay, so I think anyone who's been watching a lot of anime from like the 80s, early 90s, will agree with me on this, that a lot of hateable female characters come from the Gundam universe. Mm. Like Quest from Char's Counterattack. I was so glad when she got shot with that missile. That's not really a spoiler. It's like from the 80s. So my top three for the worst female is Flay Alster from Gundam Seed, Haruhi Suzumiya from the same show of the name, and Kirino Kosaka from Oremo. So Flay, basically, she's this girl who apparently she tried to, like, if you ever watched the Gundam Seed, you know, the main protagonist, you know, he's kind of having this moral dilemma on whether coordinators are good or bad, or like, you know, which side should he choose. So when he sort of makes a decision to fight, this girl, Flay, comes around and is like, oh crap, he's like our only hope. So she kind of tries to manipulate him and pretend like, I mean, I assume that she likes him to an extent, but she mostly is kind of just putting on this act to make him stay with the Federation. And then later on, you know, she's just like, well, this isn't working. And then goes back to like just wanting to be with her friends again. And then at the end, it's so hilarious because you see her and I don't know how this guy has any sort of feelings for her, like the main character. I just don't see how he liked her at all. But he, in the middle of a battle, he sees her and then her ship's about to explode. So she gets sent off into like an escape pod. So the main ship explodes. I'm like, dang it, she didn't die. And then you see her waving and all happy. And he's like, yay. And he just, as soon as he gets near her ship, it gets shot down and it blows up in front of him. I was like, yes! This is the best finale ever. But what pissed me off again was her smiling in her, like, her ghostly whatever form. You know, like, in the old Gundam, how they had new types and, like, their essence, like, lived on. Like, basically, her essence lived on, smiling. I'm like, no! You don't deserve to smile. That's how much I hated her, even after her death. So, yeah, that character was really manipulative and spoiled. And just, yeah, she was a spoiled brat. I just hated her, just plain and simple, and hated her. Okay, so I guess second, Haruhi. I know some people like Haruhi. I like the show. I'm not saying I hate the show. I think it's overrated, but I don't hate the show. Haruhi is one of those characters where I just can't stand. Like, I love Kion, like, when he's, like, narrating and stuff and having this monologue. And then as soon as Haruhi shows up, like, yelling and kicking the door open, I just want to stab my eardrums. it's just like, okay, everything peaceful in the world has been ruined. And the thing is, I liked her more so in the movie because it's funny. I give her points for actually calling herself an idiot, her version in the show. Like, she's like, wow, my version in the show is an idiot. I'm like, yes, you're right. I think the boiling point for me where I just wanted to jump through the TV and smack her was in the second season, like, not thinking about the Endless Eight, because that's kind of a default. But after the Endless Eight, when they're filming their little crappy movie, she basically makes Miku drunk, and Kyon is obviously mad about it. And she's like, oh, Miku is my toy. I can do whatever I want with her. And I was just like, oh, man, I just want to smack her. I know she can blow up the world, but no. Like, she pisses me off. And I guess the last one on is Kirino Kosaka, which is really close up there with Haruhi, because it's weird, because in the first season of Oremo, I kind of liked Kirino's character, because he was like a otaku, kind of like Konata, you know, but, you know, she was creepier, because she's in Emoto stuff. And it was just weird how, like, moments she would... It was like she would try to make it so I would, like, sympathize with her. Like, in the first season, I would feel sorry for her for some moments. And she'd just go right back to being like, oh, yeah, I'm just such a douche. And I'm like, I hate you. So, yeah, second season, I don't have any sympathy for her. Like, she tries to pull the sympathy card in the second season. And I'm just like, no, I'm not falling for her anymore. You just don't, you don't deserve anything. You should have stayed in America. Hmm. Spoiler.
America.
Yeah. And yeah, that's my list. I just, these people frustrate me so much.
All right. That was Wakashi's list. I will go ahead and say that, Kirino was on my list of disliked, you know, females, but two people that were not said yet were, Asuna Langley from Neon Genesis Evangelion. And if you've seen the show, then you understand where I'm coming from. She's like, oh my god, you're so useless. Shinji, you're so useless. I hate you. You're so useless. And then Shinji's like, how do you do this? I don't know. You're the prodigy child. I'm just like, what? And then yeah. In the movie, she's like, oh, I'm going to kill you so good. Just die, Shinji. And she's like trying to stab him. She's trying to literally kill him. She's like, die, die. And then he just like pushes her with like a backhand type of move. He's like, oh my god, he hit a girl. What a jerk. I'm just I'm just like,
you hit a woman?
Yeah. I'm like, someone, please keep all the tables away from my current line of view or they will be flipped.
Yeah. I gotta say, I sympathize with her more so in the show, like the original series, more so than the reboot. Because like, when you see her backstory, I was kind of like, yeah, I can see why you're screwed up. You
know? Yeah.
Especially at the end of Evangelion, like she kind of redeemed herself, but then and then right after got raped by all those Avas. So I'm like, I think you served your time. But yeah, overall, I can see why you hate her because she is really annoying.
I gotta say, I think she's awesome, but
when she's awesome, she's awesome. And then
yeah, when she's awesome, she's awesome. But her personality is that one thing that just keeps it from making me like her.
It outweighs it.
Yeah.
That way is the awesome.
Yeah, and I, for the life of me, I could not find the name of this person, but it's the aunt from Grave of the Fireflies. This really sad movie about...
From Ghibli, I think.
Ghibli? Is that her name?
Yeah. No, I mean like the company that did it.
Oh, yeah.
Studio.
Yeah, it's about the war the U.S. had with Japan, and it's about this brother and his baby sister. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to get to a safer place. And they just move in with this horrible woman. At first, I was like, oh, it's so nice for her to take them in. You know, they're in a really tough spot right now. Like, they lost their parents and everything. And, you know, they have nowhere to go. And they take them in. And it's like, okay. And then at first, I'm like, oh, she seems pretty nice. And then she just makes this complete 180. And she's like, oh, he's the main character kid. Just innocently asks something. He's like, oh, can we like have some hot water or whatever? And she's like, I don't care. Go buy your own freaking water boiler pot thing. I don't care. You just get out my face. And then,
bipolar.
Yeah, I know. And then he goes out and he actually buys one. And he's like, okay, whatever. And then she's like, complained to her husband. He actually went out and bought one just to rub it in my face. I'm just like, I'm just,
So apparently a nuke came and make her have a soft heart.
Apparently. I mean, she was horrible. Like, they just eventually moved out of that place. That's all I remember of her. I saw that movie quite a while ago, but she did leave a nasty imprint on me. And, yeah, that's my list.
Yeah. Sans Kirino.
Sans Kirino, yeah. Obvious reasons. Marlon. Yeah. Wakashi, sorry, said.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Were there any honorable mentions?
I just mentioned Quest from Counterattack. And, Nadia, sort of. From Nadia's Secret Blue Water. She got really annoying with her naive, like, you can't kill a deer! Like, you're killing life! And everyone's like, oh, we're hungry. Like, screw you. nature girl. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I had three. Shandi from Saints Row the Third, because she was annoying. Miranda from Mass Effect, because she was a bitch. And Rochelle from Left 4 Dead 2, because Rochelle.
Because her name alone.
Yep, so that's it.
All right. Is that all of them?
Yeah, surprisingly, I didn't have any.
All right. Officially, last but not least, we have our most hated male characters. And I will start the ball rolling with Canis Teeth.
All right. Okay, for the final time, I reach into Monster with Dr. Heinemann. I go into Dragon Ball Z with Hercule. Oh, this will be fun. No, and then I go into Hell Girl for one more time with Mamoru Hanagasa. Okay, first up, Dr. Heinemann. Basically the chief officer of a hospital in Germany. And basically he's all about money and recognition for himself in his hospital. And he ends up getting this very gifted surgeon by the name of Kenzo Tenma. And what he basically does, what unknown to Tenma, Heinemann uses Tenma to boost up the hospital's reputation by giving surgeries to like government officials, celebrities, while shoving aside all of the, in his opinion, lesser known people or unimportant, the everyday average Joe people who could really use help. Basically, he's on my worst male list for that. But he, I guess in good news, he does end up getting his just desserts, let's say, quite literally, actually, when Kenzo Tenma ends up doing surgery on a little boy who, oddly enough, happens to be Johann Liebert at the time, and saves him instead of some other big important person, government official type person. While that other person dies, he does save Johann. Johann returns the favor to Kenzo Tenma in his way by using poison candy to kill Dr. Heinemann. So that's pretty much his just dessert. He gets axed in first several episodes after, well, just denying the average Joe type people. But the bad news about that, Kenzo does get fired afterwards, which is actually good for him. But, well, good and bad. But see, next up is Hercule.
Hercule, I'm the greatest.
That's it. Basically, he's a world championship martial artist as far as human standards in the series.
He can rip 5 phone books at one time.
Yeah. Yes, but he cannot save, well, in the series, not save the world from, well, I guess in this case, from Cell at this point, who basically Cell just, well, doesn't want to waste any time with him because his power level is so weak. So basically just a one swipe from his arm and Hercule flies with his great afro long distances. Dirt, rubble, rocks, whatever you can name. Basically, he's hyped up superstar celebrity in a way in this series, and he can't really back up what he says, pretty much. He can't live up to his hype. Yeah.
I love how in the the next season after the Cell Saga, when everyone's at the world tournament, and they're just sitting down watching this video explaining how the hero Hercule defeated Cell.
Oh, yeah.
It's like stick figure form or whatever. Like they did. I forgot what they did. It was like puppets or something. I was like, what?
Yeah. Man. I think also some point along in the series, I guess the Z Warriors, Goku, Gohan, Vegeta, and all them, actually take a dive for Hercule to win martial arts tournaments. So that's still in general that he can't, even though he does ages more, he can't live up to his hype and back up what he says and does, or back up what he says. So that's why he made the list. And Momoro Hanagasa, my last person. Basically, he's supposed to be a star high school pitcher who's supposed to be recruited for the major leagues, I believe in Japan. And he treats the rest of his team pretty much like dirt. And beyond that, one day he beats one of his players to, say, half death with a baseball bat. And the player that Hanagasa basically made, say, target practice out of, tries to pretend like he doesn't feel any pain. So he goes home, tells him one of his friends who's deeply concerned that he's okay, even though he's just feeling pain and around his like kidney areas. Mm. So he goes home in pain. His mom is unaware of all that. And then the next day or next couple of days, he ends up dying from all those blunt hits. And then they blame his best friend at the time instead of the star pitcher, because the people around there, in their mind, that Hanagasa can't do no wrong. So why not blame the person who's closest to him, who actually knows more about him or know about his friend, who's making accusations about Hanagasa. And then stuff goes bad for this person's friend, and he gets disowned by his father and family and basically takes a whole bunch of blame. And then again, the series ends up being depressing, but except in this case at the end. Hanagasa ends up getting a visit from Hell Girl again after the friend who was being blamed by pulling a thread from a doll that he received from Hell Girl. And Hanagasa goes through this special torment and ends up going to hell. So that's about it. That he, in a way, managed to get away with beating someone to death at first, reason he's on this list. And that's it.
Nice. I didn't even watch the show eventually. Yeah, I've seen it online a lot. I just haven't got around to watching it.
All right. Thank you, KNST. Next, we have Pegashush with his most hated male people.
The people with the dicks, yes. Okay.
Allegedly.
So, I've got three people right here. I'm going to start out with Dragon Age 2, because I've had it for every single category so far. Congratulations, that game. I had to pick one of my own companions in that game, sadly enough, Fenris. And for those of you that haven't played Dragon Age, let me explain what Fenris is. He is a two-handed based elf for his combat. He uses two-handed weapons. And basically, he's the over-emotional, angsty teenager of the group, pretty much. He is upset. He persecutes the mages a lot. He yells at nearly every squad mate. He insults Meryl, big strike in my book. And he's just an overall whiny dick. And what irritates me about him is that I really don't like him at all, but yet he's one of the most liked characters amongst all Dragon Age 2 fans. It's like, I don't understand it.
Maybe they can relate to him.
Maybe, I don't know. They're
all whiny.
I just don't like him. I mean, he has legitimate reasons to be like this, but it feels like to me he's pushing it a little too far, you know? He's playing his role as the angsty character a little too hard for my liking. So, I don't like him. I just don't like his personality. Then I had Havelock, Admiral Havelock from Dishonored. Now, Havelock might be a weird choice for some of you to hear, because Havelock is your buddy for most of the game in Dishonored. Spoiler alert, he poisons you and leaves you for dead. The second time someone's done that in this game. And the first guy I vowed that I was going to stab him in the neck, and I did stab him in the neck when I played the game. And then when Havelock did that, and he made probably my favorite of all the buddies so far in the game, poison you to do it, that was like the last straw. But
yeah.
His death was pretty satisfying, because you have to like climb up this tower to get to him. And then when you get there, he's got the two other buddies that betrayed you with him. They're both dead. At least they were in my ending, because multiple ending things. And he's basically like, hey, Corvo, yeah, Yeah, I know I'm gonna die. Just do it. Yeah, you could have the key to the princess's cage. Just don't give a shit. And you're like, oh, hey, thanks. And you pick up the key and he's like, ah, gotcha. And he tries to hit you with a sword. So you stab him in the neck. And that's it. He betrayed you, was a dick, and he thought that he could stop you. So I don't like him for that. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I have the king of the douchebags himself, Henry Leyland from Alpha Protocol. He is the CEO, main villain of this game. In Alpha Protocol, you play as a secret agent named Michael Thornton. And the whole game is narrated in between missions and so on and so forth by your character being interrogated by Henry Leyland, the guy I hate. Leyland, throughout the game, progressively makes him out to be just this douchebag of a CEO. He just constantly makes fun of you, makes it seem like he's always got all the cards. He wears a stupid-looking tie and a stupid tie and shirt combination. He wears yellow on yellow, and it looks hideous. And
looks like piss.
As much as he makes you hate him throughout the game, he even offers, in the stupidest move ever for any villain ever created, stupider than like a Bond villain, he offers you a job in his company. The company you've just spent the whole game dismantling. But what makes it great is that while you can punch him beforehand, before he even gives you the offer, if you wait until he gives you the offer, you take the offer, you can go all the way to the end, the final scene, right before you leave with Leyland on the boat to get off this island that you're stuck on. You can either punch him in the face or reveal that the data disk that you handed him earlier to seal your partnership is actually one of your remote minds. And then you hit the trigger. Exploding douchebag everywhere. So, yeah, didn't like Leyland. He was an asshole. He thought he was smart. He got killed in the end.
Seems to be like a fun lot times. Of hateable characters that are CEOs, you know? One that comes up in my head is like the guy from Sword Art Online, the second season, or second half, rather. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hated that guy.
Yeah, Star Wars The Old Republic?
I know of it.
Sword Torn?
I haven't played it, but I've seen gameplay.
I'm only asking because I just started playing it. I need more people to play with. But yeah, corrupt corporate executive usually is a good trope to be used for villains.
Yeah.
TV tropes, good resource.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, that's about it. I'm done.
Cool.
Have a good night. Right.
Thank you.
No problem.
That was Pegashush, and now we have Wakashi with his top three most favorite characters to hate.
So, I'm pretty sure everyone agrees that Shinji is a default for hateable characters, you know? But I sometimes sympathize with him, so I'm just going to go to the source of why he's hateable, because in a way, you know, he didn't choose to be the way he is completely. But I know someone who basically had a part in it, and that's his father. So my top three worst male characters is Gendo Ikari from Evangelion, Koichi Shido from High School of the Dead, and Hamdo from Now and Then, Here and There. So Gendo Ikari, as you know, Shinji's dad, head of Nerve, probably one of the most like emotionless pieces of garbage in anime, except for Reiya, of course, because he's into, you know, teenage clones of his wife. Spoiler, by the way. And yeah, this whole show is just full of spoilers, but oh well. At least they're old, so for the most part. Yeah, Gendo Ikari, just, I don't know what to say. He's just a big manipulative piece of crap. He just, he could have made things so much easier for himself in his mission if he would have actually just showed some emotion towards his son, but no, he had to do it the hard way and make his son even more emo and confused. So I feel like part of the reason why so much of the plot went downhill for the characters is mainly because Gendo couldn't man up and be a real father to Shinji. Because if he was, you know, a lot of... I feel like Shinji's mental, you know, psyche could have been a lot more beneficial for everyone else if he would have just, you know, showed some emotion towards his son, because that would have made things a lot less emo, but whatever. The next person up, Koichi Shido from High School of the Dead. He was like, I think he was like the teacher of class 3A, if I'm correct on that. If you've seen High School of the Dead or read it, it's the teacher in like the first episode or second episode where everyone's running towards the bus and one of the students is basically like lagging behind and falls down and I guess grabs the teacher's leg out of desperation. He's like, please help. And he just kicks the student off of him and lets him get eaten by zombies and runs to the bus.
He kicks his face in, as I recall. He's like, teacher, I think I twisted my ankle. Can you help me out here? He's like, oh, well, then you're screwed. And
get off me, peasant.
Yeah.
So,
hey, that's what I do.
That was a good first impression of him. Just this really big douche who apparently does not like his job. And to make things even escalate worse into like, oh man, this guy is a piece of crap. He takes advantage of the whole zombie apocalypse thing. Is like, hey, we're going to have to, you know, basically repopulate after all this whole catastrophe, right? So why don't we start a cult and I'll be the head of it and I'll be the father of the next generation and I'll be this and, you know, all these. It's so convenient. I have all these high school chicks in this bus, you know, stuck with us. So why don't you be my wives? And I was just like, more creep factor. Like this show needs any more of it. Like if you don't have the fan service to freak you out enough, here's a teacher who wants to do polygamy with a bunch of his students. So yeah, I hate the guy.
Yay.
Hate him so much. And I was just waiting for the episode where he would die, and he did not die, as far as the show goes. Maybe he does in the manga. I haven't read it. I hope he does. But as far as the series goes, the worst he got was getting kicked out of the mansion, which was, I literally clapped, like when, what's her name's dad, like the head of like that military or whatever, with the huge mansion, kicked him out. And he's like, no, get out of my manor, you piece of garbage. And he's like, yes, thank you. But you should have shot him. Yeah, get the job finished. But yeah, I just, wow, that guy was so nasty. Like, I don't know how anyone could not hate him. He's like the worst. Like, if like people hate teachers, I was like, no, look at that guy. And we're, you know, it's like, I would, like, that made me appreciate some of my teachers that I hated after seeing that guy. Just, even the teachers I hated. And I guess last is Hamdo from Now and Then, Here and There. So this guy is the head of the military for this organization, or I guess sort of a nation, a moving nation called Heliwood. It's basically this giant floating civilization ship thing. And they kidnap children to join their military. Like they'll literally just go into villages, just raid them, kill all the elders and women and just take the children. And near the beginning of the series, the main character, it's kind of like one of those, you know, normal kid gets sucked into a different world kind of show, except a lot darker than usual. And he gets captured. He gets hung, like, well, not hung by his neck, but like by his feet, I guess, outside the ship while it's flying, you know, and he's like starving for like 3 days or whatever. And then they finally let him into like the little pit dungeon with the rest of the kids. And basically he gets trained up or, you know, forced to become a soldier. It's just so many things that are bad. Like this guy doesn't do directly, but it's because of him that all this crap is happening. Like this one girl literally gets, like, you don't see it happen, but you know what happens. Like one of the main characters gets raped and she bears a child later on because the soldier, you know, puts her in his quarters and, you know, stuff happens. Like she's in jail and stuff. And it's just so much crap is happening. And all because this guy wants water, because in the world they live in, there's like the water is very rare. And he's looking for this girl with this jewel that like she controls this power, which she can make basically like make rivers out of this power. And she's trying to stay away from this guy. He finds her and it's just really crazy. Like in the dub, especially the way he says her name.
Understand? Where is your pendant? Where did it go? It was right here, La La Roo. Where the hell did it go? Where is it? Where is it, La La Roo?
It's just like, he's like, La La Roo. You know, it's just like, he's this really crazy guy. Like in the second episode, like you see him just basically just kill his cat. Like he's on the phone and he gets pissed off. So he just grabs his cat and chokes it to death and throws it on the floor and then kicks it. Just crazy mother effer. And yeah, so Yeah, that guy is really, I mean, as a villain, is a good villain, but it's like one of those people you love to hate. It's just like, oh my gosh, this person. Like, he does so many bad things directly and indirectly. It's just, so yeah, that's my list.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, Wakashi. And here is my final list. First off, I'd like to say that thanks again, Wakashi, for taking Gendo Ikari from me. So it'll just be at two. First off is Lancer from Fate's Day Night. Like,
okay, I'm thinking about Zero, never mind.
No, I like Lancer and Fate Zero. I really,
was it the one guy that was really snobby though? Like they could throw like any kind of weapon at people, right?
Yeah. No wait, okay, no, yeah. That's Gilgamesh. I'm talking about Lancer from the first season.
Okay.
In Fate Zero, he was just fine. I really he's probably one of my favorite characters. In the first one, he is an insufferable prick. And I hate him. And when he got beaten, it was the happiest day of my life so far. And I was glad he was dead or whatever. I mean, if you watch Fate Stay Night, like, he is just so effing annoying. Like, oh, all he ever does is trash talk, and then he gets beaten. And it's just like, well, that was awesome of you. And my second and last one would be the boy holding the vase in Elfin Lied.
Okay, yeah, earlier someone mentioned something about killing, Candace mentioned someone killing puppies, and that immediately made me think of Elfin Lied in that one scene.
Yeah. That's probably one of the most terrible people I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That has yet to fully develop. So I'm even more scared to what he'll even, like.
Well, he died at least, right?
I mean, yeah. I forgot.
The rest of him was splattered all over the wall.
He was splattered over a few walls and the floor.
And the ceiling.
And some hair.
And since they're unhappy, they're probably looking for someone worse off than they are. You know who isn't human? You know who isn't human? People like you!
But, yeah, that, for those of you who have seen it, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Lucy from Elfin Lied, she's really a lonely person. She has no friends, and she meets this stray puppy, and, you know, they're instantly best of friends, this adorable puppy, this lonely little girl, and
manipulative.
She makes the mistake of bringing it to her classroom, where these bullies just hold her back, and this kid grabs a vase and just frees the beast all over this poor defenseless puppy.
Well, what happened was that girl was with those boys. Like, she was totally, you know, tricking her, because she's like, I'll be your friend. And then,
oh yeah, that's right.
Because you see her smiling when they're beating the crap out of the dog. So it's like, wow.
I forgot about that. It's been a while since I saw it. But yeah, she made this fake friend. She made this quote unquote friend who was like, we'll be best friends and, you know, everything will be hunky dory. And then she just finds that her real best friend, the friend who never betrayed her, is being bludgeoned to death by a vase.
Man's best friend.
Yep.
Wednesdays.
Yep. So that's my list. No honorable mentions for me. If you guys have any at all.
I had one honorable mention. All fucking right. Kratos.
No one likes him.
See, I can't stand Kratos because this is going to seem shallow, but I play PlayStation All-Stars, which is sort of like the PlayStation Smash Brothers game.
I want a tournament playing that.
Kratos is like, he's the character that everyone plays as to start out with, and then everyone continues playing as him because he's the easy one to get combos with.
Right.
Ah, it's just so cheap. I don't like his personality in general, so I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like him. That's all I had.
Any others?
I was trying to look for someone. This one guy's name, I completely forgot his name. From Baccano. The crazy guy. I know there's a lot of crazy
people. I saw its first episode, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, dang. Ah, man. Forgot his name. It's like, he's like, man, wow, that suck. Oh well, I guess I'll just be left unsaid.
Alright. Any other honorable mentions? If not, speak now, forever hold your peace. Nope. Alright. Pretty sure that's pretty much it for this episode. It was meant to be a short one, wasn't it?
Sort of. What was it like? I tried to rush through the news a little bit, but that kind of didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, we hit the 2-hour mark, so it's not.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's not bad. It's not 3 hours like our usual recording.
Yeah. And yeah, once we edit it, I'm sure it'll be shaped.
1 hour.
Half an hour, maybe. If we're lucky. All right. That's it for Anime on Top Anime Podcast. Any other closing statements or?
If you guys somehow didn't find this episode on our website is aotpodcast@blogspot.com. You can send feedback or leave feedback, aka just whatever you want to say. You know, it doesn't matter. You can be saying like, you know, I had fried chicken for lunch, whatever. You can send an email to us at otakubacon@gmail.com. We are also on iTunes, so you can look for us on there if you prefer that, or RSS, of course. So, yeah.
All right. Any other closing statements?
Yes. You guys should all follow me on Tumblr because I'm a cool person and I say funny things and reblog cool stuff. Pegashush.tumblr.com. Yay.
Or
is the yay, yay included into the URL?
I was thinking yay from, yeah.
I might add a /yay now to my pages on Tumblr and say, hello, you found the page.
That's one of the only references I get from that show.
Yay.
I don't watch it, but I know that reference, so.
Yeah, I watch it.
I have a brony friend who's really heavily trying to make me one of their own. And I'm not saying I don't really want to be because I don't want another thing. I don't want another thing taking up all my time. I'd rather just sit back in admiration and appreciation.
Yeah, understandable. It's like Mona Lisa. You don't want to steal it, but you want to steal it.
Yeah.
So you just kind of hold yourself back and just kind of admire it from a distance.
Right.
Before you go and steal it.
All right.
Candace, do you have anything, Sly?
Oh, you have more? Okay.
No, I was saying Candace, did you?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts? Sorry.
No, I was asking and you didn't say anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, you did? So,
yeah.
Well, not really final thoughts, but I did want to thank you, Wakashi and Takun, for having me on to do this with y'all. Well, I enjoy
anytime, it. Bro. Anytime.
Yeah, thanks for being on.
I'd like to thank you guys too for calling me 5 minutes before the show started and been like, hey, you want to come on? I'm okay. Like, okay, I guess.
You can specifically thank Wakashi for that.
Hey, that's what we used to do though. You know, I mean, I used to.
That really is what we used to do.
Like, hey, you want to do an episode? Okay. And then 5 seconds later. All right, here we go.
That's really not what cool. It was.
Yeah. But
we've all grown since then.
Sort of. Yeah.
Vaguely.
But
barely.
If you guys want me on again, I'm usually open.
I do. So. Speaking of, I know you're apparently into video games. Like, we do, like, we're not a video game podcast, but we will have a video game episode eventually, like, probably after E3 or sometime in November where all the big hitter games come out.
Yeah.
That's when you guys got to call me. Okay. So I'll be in there.
All right. Cool.
I'm sure lots of opinions will be flying about. So
yeah.
It's important to make sure the conversations are as heated as possible. Yep. So. I guess spoilers on our part. We're going to have another video game episode.
This year. Sometime this year.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all for listening. See you all next time. And good night.
Good night.
Bye.
I got caught up on Shingeki no Kyojin, by the way.
Oh, good. Yeah, I actually showed my friend that the other day. well, yesterday, and watched all six episodes, and he was like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Did you know that David, or, you know, Red, he said that the show was boring to him? I was like, wow. What part of that show is boring? Let me know. You know, they're not what, they don't have superpowers? Okay. And then, I'm like, I'm sorry, David, this isn't One Piece, but...
Yeah. I'm sorry, the art is really nice. You know what? Sure.
Oh, man. I wasn't gonna list this guy, but I was just thinking about that cousin from Summer Wars when he put the giant cubes of ice.
Oh yeah,
grandma. I'm like, you idiot.
He's like, you idiots are playing video games while grandma is rotting away. I was like, seriously.
Hey, this is bull crap. I got trophies of my nation. Ooh, hey.
Like, there's only a giant supercomputer sitting in here boiling the room. I wonder why there's ice in here.
Yeah.
Bum 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 bum.
What's that?
Canis T.
Kangas T?
No, Canis.
Canis.
Canis T.
Yes.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Odd name.
Where'd that inspiration come from?
For some reason, just liking wolves and dogs. And then some reason, some years ago, I looked up the word or tried to look up a group of dogs. And the word Canis ended up coming up. So that's like a family of dogs and stuff. And then T is just for like my nickname, which is Tez.
Okay.
So just those two together.
All right.
I'll call you T for short.
I could take T.
What kind? Green?
Unsweetened.
Oh my gosh.
Take care, man.
So whichever works.